Yo, what's up, everyone? It's your boy Logan Cruz, back with another episode of The Discipline Switch. And let me tell you, today's topic is a doozy, something we all grapple with at some point in our lives. We're diving deep into the tangled web of guilt and how to finally break free by learning the art of forgiveness. Ever felt like your past mistakes are chained to you, dragging you down? You know that feeling when you replay certain moments over and over, wishing you could change them. Yeah, I've been there too, trust me. But here's the thing. Holding on to guilt isn't just weighing you down emotionally. It's also blocking you from living your best life, right now. We're going to unpack this whole mess, share some powerful strategies for letting go, and ultimately learn how to forgive ourselves and others. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness is easy to say but hard to do. And you're absolutely right. It takes guts, self-awareness, and a whole lot of work, but it's one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself. Think about it like this. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about releasing the grip those past events have on your present and future. It's about choosing to move forward with peace and clarity, not letting negativity consume you. So, how do we actually make this happen? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to sweep your guilt under the rug. Feel those emotions, anger, sadness, regret. Allow yourself to process them. Bottling it up just makes it fester and stronger. Think of it like acknowledging a splinter. You gotta see it before you can get it out, right? 2. Separate guilt from shame. This is a game changer. Often we confuse guilt with shame, but they're actually different beasts. Guilt says, "I made a mistake," while shame screams, "I am a mistake." Understanding this distinction helps us approach forgiveness with more compassion for ourselves. We can own our mistakes without letting them define who we are as people. 3. Take responsibility. Owning up to your actions is crucial for moving forward. Don't make excuses or blame others. Instead, look at what you did, understand the impact it had, and genuinely apologize if necessary. Remember, taking responsibility isn't about punishment. It's about owning your part in the situation and paving the way for healing. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all mess up sometimes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and forgiveness you would offer a close friend. Imagine what you'd say to someone struggling with guilt. Probably something encouraging and supportive, right? Offer that same kindness to yourself. Remember, learning and growing is part of the journey. 5. Forgive others and yourself. This is where it gets really powerful. Holding on to resentment and anger only hurts you in the long run. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with stones. Eventually, you'll break under the weight. Forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. It means choosing to release those negative emotions and free yourself from their grip. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented musician who gets into a heated argument with her bandmate before an important performance. The fight leaves Sarah feeling guilty for snapping at her friend and deeply disappointed in herself. She dwells on the argument, replaying every word over and over. This guilt starts affecting her music. She loses her passion, her confidence takes a hit, and her performance suffers. But then, Sarah realizes that holding on to this anger and guilt isn't serving her. She reaches out to her bandmate, apologizes for her outburst, and truly listens to their perspective. While she acknowledges the hurt she caused, she chooses to forgive both herself and her friend. As a result, Sarah releases the weight of the past, reconnects with her bandmate, and rediscovers her joy in music. So, there you have it, 5 powerful strategies for letting go of guilt and embracing forgiveness. It's not always easy, but trust me, the rewards are immense. You'll feel lighter, freer, and more empowered to create a life filled with joy and purpose. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, one that allows you to heal, grow, and truly live your best life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one step you can take today to start letting go of guilt and embracing forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Don't forget to subscribe to The Discipline Switch for more daily doses of motivation, inspiration, and practical advice to help you level up your life. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.